You're listening to Leaders Portfolio, audiocast on leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. We're with the founder, president, and CEO of Centuria Corporation, Mr. Kevin Burke. Centuria Corporation was ranked number 15 on the Inc. 500 fastest growing private businesses in the United States. And he provides, through Centuria, professional and technical support services primarily to the U.S. government. Welcome to Leaders Portfolio, Kevin.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Tell me more specifically what you provide for them.
Everything from complex administrative services. We do we pre-process visas up in New Hampshire, and we have a large natural resource management practice down here in Virginia, where we actually help the government make money, and not through the IRS like you would think, but by selling mineral rights and things like that, and tracking that information through the Forest Service.
And what areas, when you started out, what was your vision for what areas you would help the government in, and how has it changed?
I would say we started out with a vision of IT, but the reality is once you get into business, and I think any business owner would tell you this, you very rarely end up where you think you're going to end up.
So you have a plan, and then the good CEOs don't stick to the plan.
Right. When the opportunity strikes, you go after it.
And yeah. And you founded this. What year did you found this?
My first business, I founded in 96, and this is really an extension of my first business. When I shut down my first business in 2002, I started Centuria, and I bought the remnants of the old business.
Okay. And let's talk about that, and then we'll get more into your leadership story. I love this because I love when you guys are honest about what didn't work, because we all know if you don't say it, there's some story there that you're not saying, right? And so you started a dot-com business called Synapse Incorporated. It had trouble basically sustaining the business model. So, and as you said, you bought a piece of it and then launched Centuria. What did you learn about leadership from this? What didn't work?
Well, I think you learn everything from the failures. You don't learn anything from success. When I started Synapse, it was a staff aug business, which effectively meant I was filling a seat or two seats for government contractors. And as the years went on, we went from just me to 30 people, and I thought, I must be pretty bright. Maybe I can get at this dot-com thing. So I went out and raised $1 million of other people's money, and I went after a dot-com play in healthcare sector, which I knew nothing about, and it was an abysmal failure. It was a completely different model, whereas with staff aug, when you put somebody on a site, they would last 6 months, 2 years, 10 years. You weren't on a treadmill. With this, we were selling software and we were selling services such that we were on a treadmill constantly. If you didn't have a constant churn of new sales, you fell right off and you were dead. And we never broke out. It just never went anywhere. And, you know, in the first place, I had no business being in an industry that I knew nothing about.
So why do you think you were able to get funding? Personality and track record?
It was angel investment. So yeah, I can tell a pretty story.
Yeah. and so now, having learned that, you would never fund somebody who doesn't have a track record. Not that you're in the business of funding, but
absolutely not. Yeah.
Interesting. No way. And so at what point, you started that in 96, what point did you know this isn't going to work?
Well, from 96 to 99, we grew from one person to 30 people and over $3 million in revenue. So life was pretty good. And I was 20 something making a good deal of money. So I was a pretty happy guy. Within 2 years of getting into that dot-com bomb, when we knew it wasn't going to work was when we ran out of money and we couldn't get any more. So I had to sit down with 14 people who had really been there and kicked butt with me for 2 years and then everything they could. I had to lay them off. And after that
experience... Hardest day of your life? One of the hardest days?
By far. Yeah, and then my wife and I personally cleaned out our offices and had to put all that stuff in storage. I knew I'd come back, but I didn't know how and I didn't know when. That was by far the most difficult thing I've done as an adult.
And you knew... Now I know how to do this, and I want to run this right. And then you came back with Centuria.
When we started Centuria 2002, I bought what was left of the staff aug business, which was basically contracts with SI International and a company called IRM. So we got started that way, and we moved quickly towards moving up the food chain. Instead of being a subcontractor all the time, we tried to prime some work. And we picked up a set-aside status called service disabled. I'm a former Marine. Once we had that set-aside status, things really kind of took off. I mean, we ended up with a partner that we'd had partner for 15 years, 10 years at that point, who asked us if we'd want to be involved in pre-classifying patents. I know nothing about pre-classifying patents, but I know
you keep getting in areas of business you know nothing about.
Right. But what I do know how to do is find really good people. So they said, here, how about a subcontract for 7 people? And we said, great, we'll take the 7 people. And we showed up with 14. And they said, well, that was cute and all. We need the people, but don't do it again. We showed up a week later with another 7 people, so we had 21. We ended up with almost 10% of the contract when we were supposed to have less than 5. From there, they offered us a spot up in New Hampshire with the National Visa Center. We turned that from 2 people into 50. And shortly thereafter, I won a landmark $72 million contract under the VETS contract to process, to do all the systems for the Forest Service. So that one landmark contract and these two other small contracts took us from about $700,000 a year in revenue to $21 million in revenue.
And you said, I'm going to jump back to something you said. You said you know how to find good people.
Absolutely.
How did you learn that, or do you think it's just a natural skill?
I think to some extent there's a gut, right? You got to have a decent gut. You got to be able to feel people out. But being in the staff aug business for as long as we were, I mean, that was our industry. That's how we made money. You had to be able to tell if somebody was worth pursuing or not. So, I mean, that's how I cut my teeth in the industry. I can't think there's a better way to cut your teeth.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Of course, a lot of people in this economy with well-paying jobs even are having trouble finding jobs. How quickly do you know somebody who fits? Is it the resume? Can you look at a layout and go, that I know?
Well, I'll tell you what. My staff would probably hit me repeatedly around the head and face for saying this, but I usually know within the first 2 minutes of somebody walking in the room. We've had a couple instances where my staff has overridden my and pushed hard enough that I've given somebody a second chance.
Were they right?
No. I think we've got one instance in 10 years that somebody was right that I called wrong. But mostly what I look for, I'm looking for a spark. I'm looking for that intelligence. I'm looking for that energy level. I'm looking for somebody who really gives it, who cares about something.
Yep.
And short of that, I don't care how educated you are, what your background is. It doesn't matter. If you don't bring that spark to the table, I'm not interested.
Interesting. That's good advice. And we're going to roll that right into your leadership philosophy. So what is your leadership philosophy? And you can answer this, clients, employees, whatever.
People first. It's that simple. Everything is people first. I guess maybe because I came up through the Marine Corps, you have to take care of your troops so they take care of you. They're the reason why you don't get shot. In business, it's the same thing. You absolutely have to take care of your people first and foremost, with the expectation that if you take care of them right, they're going to take care of your customers. But if you set up this process where you don't take care of your people and it's obvious that you don't care about them or they're not a priority, that comes out in a lot of really ugly ways, and you end up with a team of people that don't want to be at work. The overhead staff that I have right now, I have 7 people working in my overhead organization. We have 140 employees nationwide in 10 states. But the people that work in my overhead staff that I see every day come to work every day energized and excited. They love working for Centuria. They're having a blast. And the reason why is I've got all the part of the process is once you've identified a few key people, you got to look at the other people that are around and say, all right, do you still fit? If you have a bunch of like-minded individuals who have a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm, and you get rid of the people who don't, the productivity shoots up and everybody is thrilled to death to be there. So I literally could ask you could ask any one of the people on my staff, if they love to come to work, and they would all absolutely. We did a strategic offsite about 2 weeks ago, and I was stunned by. It was a surprise to me how excited these people were to work for me.
Good. Excellent.
Or to work for Century. They don't really work for me.
And you mentioned you served as a Marine from 1988 to 1992. Mm-hmm. And I love this story. You mastered database programming in your spare time, and without formal training, you systematically automated your role. As a result, you were awarded a Navy Achievement Medal in 91. And this was after you completed this application that eliminated 50% of your workload. And so basically, you put yourself out of business.
Yeah, which was great. I got a promotion. And they let me sit with the computer dinks next door and pretty much do mostly whatever I wanted, which is not a common story in the Marine Corps.
Interesting. And so that was a good kind of training period for you. You enjoyed that time.
Well, yes and no. I mean, when I did that, I thought my job was redundant and stupid, and I didn't know anything about computer programming. I barely knew anything about computers. But I saw the computer dinks next door getting out of the Marine Corps making decent money, so I thought, well, I should probably learn how to do this. It might make sense. So I learned how to automate my job, and I really worked hard at it during the period of Desert Shield and Desert Storm because I had a wife who was pregnant and I couldn't go forward. My office wouldn't let me, which is another unusual story in the Marine Corps. I had a female major that I worked for, and there was no way that she was going to let me out of the country with a pregnant wife. And I don't think there's any way that I really wanted to leave either. But I was a little flipped out by the fact that we were actually fighting and I wasn't in it. So I spent all night, every night, for 9 months writing this program because I had to focus on something.
Wow. And then after that, the Department of Health and Human Services, Office of the Secretary of Computer Systems and Analysts. That was your first job after the Marines?
Yes. Yeah, you could say in a lot of ways that the Marine Corps was my father, taught me how to be an adult. The Health and Human Services taught me how to be a human being. Because, you come out of the Marine Corps, you're a bit of a knuckle dragger. And, Health and Human Services taught me how to be a polite adult.
Interesting. Okay. That's a good analysis. We're speaking with the founder, president, and CEO of Centuria Corporation. And Centuria was founded in what year?
2002.
And then from 05 to 08, you had 5,968% growth. And so you were on the Inc. 500 2 years in a row. And then this year, you're the 15th.
That's right.
Fastest growing in 2009.
I think we'll be on it. We know we'll be on it again in 2010. So we'll get 3 years run out of just that spurt of growth alone is good for 3 years.
You're going to go up or down? It's going to get harder to go up.
Well, you know what? Yeah, it is going to be hard. It's going to be hard to stay on. After 3 years, there's no way I'm going to be able to stay because I'd have to get to 100 million too quickly. But we just we were awarded a contract 3 weeks ago that will give us 50% year-over-year growth from
Excellent.
20 million to 30 million. It's under protest, so we have to wait, but yeah, it's there.
And you also, Centuria has had a 95% customer satisfaction ratings during this time of growth. And so talk to me about that. Was your customer satisfaction intentional?
Absolutely.
Or did it occur? Or was it a lot of work?
We ask all of our customers to not ever rate us on the mistakes that we make because people are human. They're going to make mistakes. We ask them to rate us on what we do to correct the mistake. And part of the Centuria Constitution is no matter what we do wrong, we have to do something to fix it in such a way that whoever was offended is more endeared to the company after the offense than they were beforehand. It's my belief that you don't really know who you're doing business with until something goes wrong. I mean, everybody's happy and great when everybody's making money and everything's going well. It's when things go wrong that you find out who you're really in business with.
Excellent. I like that philosophy a lot. I really agree with that. I also always say that find a area of business that a lot of people are making mistakes in and go enter it because it's very easy to beat them.
Absolutely.
And then the other issue is kind of this economic sector. How are you as a leader handling the economic climate situation? And that is, you primarily serve the government sector. So you're probably not seeing it to the extent, obviously, a company serving private clients is going to see it. But tell me, are you seeing it in any capacity? Are you getting better employees as a result, maybe?
I think probably the reason we're getting the best employees is the Inc. 500 listing. I mean, that really was tremendous in bringing in new candidates. But I'm sure we're benefiting from the general job market. There's no question. But probably the biggest way we see it right now is, it doesn't affect our revenue line at all. If anything, the government's going to spend more money on us than less to try to stimulate the economy. So that's not really an effect. But we are, or at least I am personally cognizant of the fact that there are a lot of people out there that need. So we try to give a lot of money away. And that usually results in a fight between my CFO and I, who doesn't want to give the money up, and I do.
And how do you decide how to give it out? Are employees kind of help?
We've been kicking around an idea of how to get that feedback from the entire organization. We haven't finalized it yet, but we're thinking about it.
Okay, great. Excellent. And tell me a little bit about where you're, and I know you said you want to get on the Inc. 500 again, but what are the other plans for Centuria? Are you trying to hit the 100 million mark?
Absolutely. What I really want to be is a $1 billion company. Most of the companies in my stage of business are, they're building to sell. I have no interest in selling this company. I'd like to take this thing out to be a $1 billion player.
You think you'll do it?
I have every intention of doing it.
And what timeline?
2025.
And how did you arrive at that as a plan?
You got to have a WAG, right? And I don't think I should describe what's involved in that acronym on the air, but...
No, go ahead.
A wild-ass goal.
Okay.
So you've got to have that big mark to go after. The reality is that we should be able to hit the $100 million mark within the next 5 years, and then from there it's a process of acquiring other companies and organic growth to get to $1 billion.
You made a comment earlier about how CEO has to go off plan to get to their goal.
Mm-hmm.
How have you had to go off plan the last few years to get to your goal?
Well, getting into the National Visa Center was certainly nothing that I would have ever considered getting anything outside of IT. This most recent program that we just were awarded, it's actually in regards to scientific and it has to do with weather radar. That has nothing to do with our existing business. I know very little about it. So, we're constantly going off goal or going off script.
Excellent. Well, I want to wish you best of luck with what you want to do with Centuria for the future and achieving your 2025 $1 billion goal.
Thank you very much.
We'll have to have you back on then. for that the sounds... 1 billion, hopefully before that, but you know, for the achieving of the goal.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Centuria here with us, Centuria Corporation, Kevin Burke, founder, president, and CEO. And of course, if you go to leadersportfolio.com, you can find a link to his website and his audio cast, and you can re-listen to portions of this. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, thanking these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. We appreciate you. We'll be back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.